The birthday celebrations continue for Millie Dunn-Vesey of Raleigh. On January 31st, the World War II veteran turned 100 years old. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says Vesey was part of an all-African-American female battalion.
Millie Dunn-Vesey is used to having visitors. The 100-year-old World War II veteran still lives in her longtime Raleigh home. There have been a few recent additions, like a chairlift to get Vesey up and down the stairs.
I am overwhelmed. Thank you all for so much for coming. I can't believe that I am 100 today.
Vesey could hardly express her emotions.
Mrs. Vesey, I want to say you look marvelous. You look beautiful. You don't look 100. Do you feel 100?
Oh, you're very kind. You're very kind. You're my big fat self these days.
That's not true, but weight almost kept Vesey from enlisting in the Army. She barely weighed 100 pounds, and her mother was sure the Army would turn her away.
As I said, I was underweight, but they said I did very well on the test. Only three of us passed out of that 20 women that day. I was A400-399.
Vesey would become a proud member of the 6888 Central Postal Battalion. It was the only all-black, all-female battalion to serve overseas during World War II. The battalion was made up of hundreds of African-American women brought to England and France to sort and reroute backlogged mail. Because during wartime, mail meant morale.
It's something about the group of the Army person. Regardless of where you are, what you have, there's a bond there that one can never break. It crosses colors.
After returning home from Europe, Vesey attended the historically black St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, graduating in 1953, thanks to the GI Bill. She became very active in the civil rights movement and was the first woman to serve as president of the Raleigh-Wake chapter of the NAACP. In 1966, Vesey hosted Martin Luther King Jr. at her sister's home, but says one of her grandest memories was being recognized and meeting President Barack Obama 50 years later.
Happy birthday to you.
On Vesey's birthday, she was greeted by family and friends, most who work for the Durham VA's home-based care team. Becky Betts is Vesey's physician assistant.
But just check her regularly for her blood pressure and blood sugar and things like that, and she's a delight. She's a joy to take care of.
Great news. Vesey is in good shape. She'll need her strength for more parties and events to come. More than 200 people gathered to honor Vesey over the weekend at St. Augustine's University. One guest was Carlton Philpott, who is heading efforts to build a monument at Buffalo Soldier Memorial Park near Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. It's to honor the African-American women who served in the 6888.
It's about a hidden story that needs to be told about military heroes who just happened to be ladies.
Philpott says research shows the more than 800 women in the 6888 sorted more than 17 million pieces of mail in 8-hour shifts around the clock. Vesey is believed to be one of the last women alive from that battalion. Later this month, she'll be honored by the Congressional Black Caucus. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.